Podcast. I'm Andrew.
I'm Nas.
And I'm Shiloh Biznez.
Shiloh Biznez is what I like to say.
Business?
Business.
That's better than Biznash. don't ever say that again.
Shiloh right, won't. Biznez.
This is number 9. It's January 31st.
End of the month.
Yep.
About to head into February. Woo. And we've got Shiloh here because we wanted to talk a little bit about her column, Public Notice. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about how you go about putting it together. Your column's basically...
Yes, so it's about Craigslist and Chicago Reader Classified. Anywhere I can find classifieds that are Chicago-related. You know, I'm inspired by the Blacklist column, and I've been reading classifieds for years. And I think we all do this because, specifically Misconnections, we all read the Misconnections to find ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody... Everybody looks and looks and looks, and you know it's only rarely that you'll ever actually do that. But
right.
There's some mystery and beauty to people who post, trying to find some random guy they saw on the train once. And I'm an underdog, and I admire that in other people. But instead of just looking at Misconnections, we look at all aspects of classifieds and public notice. We look at stuff for sale, missing pets, apartments, all kinds of aspects.
Yeah. So how do you spot trends? I mean, I know that every column tends to have a kind of a theme, yeah.
Yes. Some a little more risque than others.
Right.
But yeah, so what I have to do is read them all. So I read lots and lots of Misconnections. And I develop themes that I know that someday I want to look at. So tons of people post about like work crushes or... there's always somebody on the brown line that's in love with somebody else, and there's always whacked up furniture for sale, or, you know, like my annual column about glory holes.
I was going to say, that's sort of become infamous, thanks to you.
Gaper's
Block is in the top 10.
The number one search result for Chicago glory hole.
Yeah, and we're pretty high up just for glory hole, period. So.
That's excellent. It's like my life's goal.
Yep.
It'll be on my epitaph someday. Yeah, so for those of you who are listening who don't know what a glory hole is, I'm not going to explain it. So have fun figuring that one out.
Yeah, I recommend searching that one at home.
It's not safe for work at all. But so, you know, there are these themes that I know that someday I want to talk about or write about, and ultimately they'll present themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually brought a few classifieds
that
may make it into my column for next weekend.
Awesome.
I just looked specifically at Misconnections because it's an oldie but a goodie. Who doesn't like a Misconnection?
Right.
And they range from random to just weird to sad.
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite one this week is from a young lady who was at John Barleycorn and is looking for Nate and Travis, who were at the cornhole tourney last Sunday.
This What's is a cornhole tourney?
Cornhole is like that bags game.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it is?
A.K.A. Bago. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Every time it's warm and the fat boys come out.
That's
and,
John Barleycorn.
Like, what the hell is that sandbag game?
Yeah, it's got a bad rap, but I actually find it pretty fun.
Do you think it's got a bad rap?
It looks fun.
It's called cornhole?
I think it's partly that. Yeah, I think it's partly that.
I'm just jealous of this. I don't have one of my own. But.
Well, we'll build a GB cornhole. I almost said pornhole, which is a totally different thing.
No, that's a glory hole, Andrew.
Exactly.
Gross. Okay, so back to the post. The young lady writes, I was the semi-drunk girl that gave you guys beer when you won second place. Just would like to hang out again. I have a thing for people from Wisconsin. What?
Really?
Yeah, that's totally what... I don't make these up. I'm not that talented.
Who has a thing for people from Wisconsin?
I don't know at all. Really at all. I mean, yeah no. Then there's another one that I'd like to read. It's it's from a couple who are showing their condo, and they're looking for another couple who came to buy the condo.
Yeah.
So Jessica and Dale, you came to look at our condo. So if you're Jessica and or Dale, pay special attention. This may be you. My husband showed our condo to you this past Saturday. He was hoping that you saw his flyer in Jewel in order to gain a point in our little competition. But you said that you've been looking at it online for a while now. 2 points for me! Get in touch with us. We got the offer my husband was talking about, but wanted to talk with you guys before we accepted. By the way, he raved about how much he liked you both and was also so excited to tell me that you are an Excel nerd like us. Ha ha! End of post. However, what I have to ask is this an ad really about selling your condo, or is this some whacked out swinger invite?
That sounds kind of, it's a question.
Public notice vote swinger invite.
Wow.
I don't know. And then there's just one from my building. I work in the Illinois Center, and that's hopping with misconnections because it's rampant with marketing folks. I think we're a little more Craigslist friendly than most. However, smiles were exchanged at the Illinois Center between two dudes. The post reads, "We always seem to cross paths at the elevator, but today we walk past each other in the pedway. We should say hello next time."
We should. We should.
Yes. So two dudes in the pedway or the Illinois Center. Good luck.
Yeah. That's awesome. So you've gotten some responses from people. What kind of responses do you get?
I get a lot of poorly phrased, grammatically incorrect, full of heinous misspelling responses about the glory hole columns. Uh-huh. Year on year, and those are really fun. But I also get responses just from people who like that I also appreciate the futility in misconnections.
Mm-hmm.
I in no way do I want to make fun of people who post on Craigslist or Chicago Reader or anything like that.
Right.
I really do find that people post these ads with a complete hope for love, and I think, you know, in a really complex and odd world, that's really beautiful. And even for the kind of the goofball, whacked out, dirty ads, like my last column, which was all dirty, creepy dude fantasies.
Yeah.
There's something particularly beautiful in that, but I do appreciate that people are creative with their oddness and really use the internet to let their freak flags fly.
Yeah.
And there's something about that is commended, or commendable rather. Last week I found a really odd fantasy where a guy wanted a woman to pin him down and blow cigarette smoke into a gas mask and force him to breathe it.
That's pretty specific.
Pretty specific, but also incredibly creative. I can think for years and not come up with something that awesome. And I just like to know that kind of ingenuity exists. Let's just put that to use curing cancer.
Sure. So, yeah, we'll check out Public Notice. It's on Saturdays, every other Saturday, starting, starting.
Always.
It's always. But specifically, it's this Saturday and then two Saturdays from now. Well, speaking of public notices and misconnections, why don't we talk about our picks for this week? What's going on your list, Nas?
Friday night, Andersonville has its one-night-only sale to warm up your winter. I've been to this a few times coming back from the Hop Leaf.
Yeah.
How much is Andersonville going for lately?
I don't know.
$99.95.
$1 million. It's so, you know, your usual Andersonville stores and restaurants are having a bit of a sale.
Super blowout.
Yeah. From 7 to 11 p.m.
That's cool, on Friday.
So if you need any Swedish accoutrement or lesbian accoutrement, you are in luck.
You'll probably be able to get some pretty sweet deals.
Yeah. Cool. Well, Shiloh, you were going to go to the DJ Shadow Show that night, right?
Oh, not only was I currently am going to go to the DJ Shadow Show.
Sweet.
It is unfortunately sold out, so this sounds exciting. Psych.
check the ticket brokers.
Yeah, have fun with that. It's DJ Shadow featuring Cut Chemist, and I think most of us know who DJ Shadow is. Cut Chemist is the MC from bands such as Ozo Motley and Jurassic 5.
Sweet.
And Cut Chemist is pretty bitchin'.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to be over at the Hideout for the Third Coast book release party. We pimped it last week, but I'll do it again. The Third Coast is a book by Ted McClelland. He's a contributor to Gaper's Block. We did excerpts of this book, and it's finally out. And he's going to be accompanied by Sycamore Smith, who is a musician from Marquette, Michigan. Very unique guy. If you were at our anniversary party in 06, you would have seen him. He was the guy with kazoo.
and there were many guys with kazoos, right?
There weren't a whole lot. But so he's actually really really interesting. You heard a little bit of him when we introed in. That was Sycamore. So if you're into that, it starts at 6:30, goes till 8:30. yeah, we'd love to see you there. It's going to be free, so there's no cost to you. Excuse me, 6 p.m., not 6:30. Come on in. What else? What's going on Saturday, guys? Anything?
Saturday, there is the Hoopa Power Hoop Dance.
Hoopa Power
Hoop Dance.
This is not hooperphonic. Right.
At Millennium Park. Hoop Dance is a form of dance and fitness that uses large, colorful, weighted hoops for hypnotic on- and off-body movements and tricks.
This would not be with hula hoops.
Hula hoops, yeah.
I don't know. It sounds like it would be.
Perhaps. I think they just have more weight in them.
Yeah, that's probably it.
A professional hoop dancer and certified hoop girl instructor, Heather Crosby from Chicago's Hooper Power.
Wow.
There's a lot of hoop in there.
Yeah. She's a big hoopla.
She's doing two-flea workshops at the Museum of Modern Ice.
Andrew's pretty proud of his plan.
I am.
From 12 to 4.
Sounds good.
And
that's free, right?
It is free. And tomorrow from 12 to 3. So I guess it's Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah? All right. Yeah. Cool. Well, I don't really have anything else for the weekend, but I'm excited for Mardi Gras, aren't you? It's Tuesday. Fat Tuesday.
Is it really?
Yeah.
But we're, like, not in New Orleans.
We're not, but that doesn't mean that people aren't celebrating.
That's really roll with the Lent nowadays?
Oh, yeah. This is still a very Catholic town.
I kind of want some muffaletta now that you're thought of New Orleans. But
well, maybe we can go get some tomorrow.
You should post something in Craigslist about it.
Yeah,
you
should.
I want some muffaletta.
I want some muffaletta.
Bring it.
Like a casual encounter.
Make sure to make it as innuendo-ish as possible.
Yeah.
Slap those buns.
Talk about olives a lot.
Shiloh, is there anything else you wanted to mention?
Yeah, I'm going to bring it down to something a little more serious, like for next week, February the 5th, at the Chicago History Museum. There's a discussion about gentrification.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
The
G word. That's funny.
Yeah.
G word. Panelists will lead a discussion about Chicago's public housing, as well as Andrew's aforementioned G word. Again, Chicago History Museum. I believe it's free, but reservations are required, so go reserve on their website.
Cool.
And it's at 6:30 p.m.
Excellent.
Yeah, excellent.
Well, cool. Well, I think that's all we've got for this week. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great time in this really cold weather. I think it's supposed to snow tonight, right?
I don't know anymore. Yeah. All I know is the weekend's going to be nice again. So.
That's good.
That's awesome.
So it'll snow and then wear right off again. Cool. We'll catch you guys in February.
Later.
The dancing round the gallows and the twosomes. They followed while the caller called the calls. But when he hollered, swing your partner, it got gruesome. Down at the hangman's ball.